I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We knew this day was coming. Most earthquake search and rescue efforts have ended over 2 weeks after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria killed 47,000 people and displaced 1 million. Peter Masharia with World Concern.
People are giving up on hope. But there are still many people that are in shock, people that are suffering, looking for their beloved ones and hoping that one day they will find them alive.
Some rescue teams are still focused on Turkey's southern Hatay province, where a 6.4 magnitude aftershock struck Monday. Around 300 more people were injured and 6 killed. Shallow aftershocks are incredibly dangerous, causing falling debris and more buildings to collapse. World Concern is helping survivors get everything from food and shelter to biblical counseling. Please pray for the Prince of Peace to comfort the people of Turkey and Syria. And the revival sweeping college campuses in the United States needs to find a new home base. Asbury University, where the movement began, closed its campus to public gatherings on Friday. So what happens now? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
Really, you don't know if something is a revival until you see the effects of it. Historically, a revival is evidenced by an explosion of outreach, evangelism, and rescuing people.
Some people say the events of recent weeks are emotion-driven hype. However,
the more you get into the story of this, the more you see everybody talks about three things: love, peace, and worship. Well, those are characteristics of the holy presence of God that are kind of hard for man to generate, especially to sustain around the clock for a two-week period of time.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.